This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 479.5, down 3.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 478, down 3 on the open. July, 492, down 2.5. September, 502.5, down 2. December, 513, down 2. March, 515, down 6 on the open. May corn opened at 382.5, up 2.75 on the open. July, 392, up 2.75. September, 389, up 2. December, 386.5, down 3/4. March, 396, down 1.25. May, 403, down 1 on the open. May beans opened at 733.5, down 1/4 on the open. July, 744, down 3.75. August, 753.5, down 2. November, 773, down 3.75. January, 784, down 1.5. March, 790, down 4. May, 798, down 1 on the open. May soybean meal open at 195.80, up 110 on the open. July, 200, down 60. May soybean oil open at 33.20, up 3 on the open. July, 33.74, up 11. At the Merck May feeders, open at 106.85, down 10 on the open. August, 109.55, down 10. September, 109.60, up 30. October, 108.60, down 25 on the open. June live cattle open at 91.85, up 12.5 on the open. August, 90.75, up 17.5. October, 94.60, up 17.5. December, 94.90, up 7.5 on the open. May lean hogs open at 74.80, down 15 on the open. June, 73.40, down 12.5. July, 74.05, down 12.5. August, 72.80, down 7.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 160, up 60 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
A week ago, we were talking about what NASS would come out with for numbers this past Monday, and as NASS did, they came out with a percentage of 23 on the corn. The trade tremendously overestimated the amount of corn that was in the ground. Are they going to come back and make the same mistake twice?
No, it's funny you ask that, because when I asked Chicago their mindset up at EFG this morning, it sounded like, in from the context they have anyway, Dave, that they're going to do the other exact opposite extreme. They're coming in around 45% for Monday, and I guess our mindset is that we had got at least 25% more done nationally and maybe even closer to 30. It may not be going in so super well, but that's not holding the guys back, because it did flip the calendar to May 1. So the number probably to use, at least the one we're going to use here going into Monday, is anything over 50 would be probably considered negative. Anything over 55 would, I think, be definitely a negative number if the trade's truly thinking still under 50 on Monday's progress report.
Which is odd, because if you think about it and you come in at 49 or 50 on the second Monday of May, that's what you would call behind.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, we took a shot in the dark last week and said probably around 22%. That seemed pretty close. The only thing we did was listen to our clients and the farmers, you know, the boots on the ground out there. And, you know, listening to them again this week, it sure sounds like to us that they've made some tremendous headway. And so that's why we're coming in, you know, closer to the 25-30% mark this week, because they've been running full tilt here for about 4 to 5 days straight now.
Meanwhile, we've had a nice little 35-cent rally in corn this week. And today it looks like D's touched its 100-day moving average. Well, if we see a close above 393 or 394, that, you know, 23.6 retracement level off of the Feb highs to the, you know, the lows last fall, what might that be worth in terms of additional money on top?
don't see any reason why you couldn't, using that technical mindset you just presented, why you couldn't get to that 415 to 420 level, Dave. And I think the thing we're looking at when it comes to that 393 level in Dease Corn is I sure would like to see that today on a closing weekly basis, because the question today we have is what we got left with yesterday, and the corn really got shot up nicely after lunch when the forecast held, and yet the beans and the wheat really dragged on it big time, and we're really nervous the same thing's going to happen here today. There's some rumors out that Informa's going to be talking around 10:30 Central Time. We're not sure about what. We suspect it'll be at least on the wheat and their updated production figures, but they may go the whole gamut and give all the grains if they really want to, but we're watching for that, and obviously the issue with the technicals there that you present, if you try that 392.5, 393 level and fail, and you look across the pits and you see it's because of beans and wheat, is it a repeat of yesterday? And if that's the case, I think we're nervous, and some of the Chicago people that we talk to are also nervous that beans could test their weekly lows today if we fall apart here and bean oil gives up and corn gives up too.
And you look at that bean oil, the strength we've seen in it hasn't had follow-through.
It hasn't, and this is one of those things where we talked about this week on the beans, and the bean oil is no different. You got to have those momentum players in there, and this past couple days since we've talked Wednesday, if I were a momentum trader, I would not be real gutsy and eager to go in and buy the beans or bean oil right now. And I could find a lot of traders up in Chicago that feel the exact same way about selling beans or bean oil because they're still in this mindset, well, the corn could drag that bean market up just by the mindset of the funds coming in and continuing to buy on a percentage basis what the corn goes up on a net basis.
And if you want further confirmation, if you look at the NOV beans, we cleared the 20 and 100-day moving averages today. Didn't see any follow-through buying above those numbers.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, it would be really nice to see the July clear 760 and the November to clear 790 if you wanted to look at it on a week-to-week basis, you know, on a weekly chart basis.
All right, let's put on your prognosticator's hat, Swami hat, and tell us what you think the market will look like a week from today.
Well, you know, we've got a lot coming up, and the uncertainty is probably at its maximum because we're still faced with the short supplies from last year, but we know the market is coming in with a higher price, and we're going to get that USDA supply and demand report. The studies we've done on has been primarily on corn. With the last 10 years, we've gone back and looked at the crop progress here, and it's just really hard to get above a 145 yield if you don't have corn planting at or above 50% by May 1. So we're shooting in the dark a little bit here, but historically and statistically, it's very hard to ask for 9.5 million acres from USDA and a 153 yield. If you take the Quality Council Tour values at face value on the wheat crop, we're going to put probably 4 to 5% more in the production figure than we did last year in the wheat here domestically. That takes us back up to around that 560 to 590 level as far as carryover. So if we had to guess, we would say neutral the beans and friendly the corn with the idea that the wheat doesn't get too negative based upon the USDA report.
Based on where we are on planting progress and what we think we might be Monday, do you think that we're going to lose 2 million acres of corn?
It's going to be either lose 2 million acres, Dave, or you're going to have to come down below a 150 national yield, especially if these rains hold up through the weekend. When we checked the short-term ADA model this morning and saw the type of rain that was coming through all the way north of Des Moines, all the way down through Kansas City for Monday morning at about 7 a.m., we're looking at a band of about 3 inches, and if we see that on Monday morning, I think it's safe to say at that point that corn that gets planted after that is going to be corn that doesn't come up until the 12th or 15th of May, and that's going to be suspect to some yield deterioration. So how USDA plays that is a big question mark. Last year, they did not deviate their acres from the March 30th report in corn, but in beans they did, so go figure that one out.
Do we have any way of determining on a national basis how many producers might have took insurance that would give them the 406, which means they have high incentive to get their corn in the ground?
Yeah, there is that data out there. I have not seen it. I don't know if the FSA has released that yet or not, or the RMA has released that yet, but that, they do keep track of that as far as the number of farmers that sign up for crop insurance versus the number of farmers that, you know, are producing and take corn and beans and put it under loan. They do cross-reference that information. you've got to suppose it's very, very high based upon the technology that we have today and how fast we can get it in and the net price that we were working with back in February.
Okay, we have about a minute left. I want to give you open forum and to whatever it is you think that producers really need to know the most right now.
Well, you're getting back up to the level where you're putting weather risk premium back into the corn. Doesn't mean we can't go higher, but I think that as you hit the $4 level, sharpen your pencil and get your game plan back and your game face back on, because now we're entering that May time period, and that's a real tough time period if you don't keep the momentum rolling to the upside. And that's something we really want to stress, both from a fundamental standpoint, because the seed bed is in and the crop's coming up, and from a fund standpoint, many times funds seem to be taking that mindset that they take from the Wall Street and stocks, you know, sell in May and walk away type mindset. We're nervous about that, but we do see some really exciting energy prices too. So May is going to be a crucial time period. We just can't stress enough the idea of getting away from unlimited risk to limited risk. And in the beans especially, it gets harder and harder and harder to justify upside as we continue with weather delays. And producers are realizing that. We've had a lot of calls about old crop beans here the last week.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate all the time today.
Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.